Blog Talk Radio.
So how
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on what time you are listening to this broadcast. Welcome to The Sin Factor. I am your host, Tonja Withers. Today's subject, how do you handle the holiday blues? Especially when you are single. I know I'm not the only one that goes through these on occasion. Some goes through it a little more frequently than others, but it's always around this time of year between Thanksgiving and New Year's where there's this sense of loneliness, if you will, this sense of the blues, a lot of us like to call it. For some extreme cases, severe depression. Around this time frame, whether don't have a partner to bring home to the family, or if you do go and spend time with your family, that they always ask you the question, well, why are you not married yet? Or when are you going to bring, you know, somebody to introduce to the family? When are we going to get to meet them, et cetera, et cetera? You know, always getting these annoying questions from you and sometimes harassment from quote unquote well-meaning family members or friends. Or in some cases you have some friends who, you know, tries to hook you up to, you know, prevent from going to certain parties alone, for example, New Year's Eve parties. Even some watch night services, they want you to bring somebody with you, you know, save a soul type of thing. You know, it's always these occasions where you just wish that people would just so kindly mind their own business. You know, for some people, it doesn't bother them, you know, because they are confident and secure in themselves that when the time comes that a significant other will come into their life, the family will know, everybody will know, it's just not the time yet, you know, whether you're just not ready for it or you're just in the middle of getting your life together or what have you. But then there is others, you know, such as myself, who would love nothing more than to have a significant other, you know, to introduce to, even if it's just a companion, you know, to bring to family functions, if you're serious, of course. And, you know, as well as get-togethers and watch night services and parties and things of that nature, that you would love nothing more than to bring a significant or a potential significant other with you just to get to know them. It would be nice. But how do you handle when that is not the case? How do you handle when, you know, it's just you, nobody else but you, and, you know, you're fine with that, but, you know, around this time frame, you just have this sense of heaviness about you that, and one go through the what-if process and, you know, and, or in my case, my it would be nice phase. That's what I'm currently going through at the moment. It, you know, it would be nice to, you know, have somebody to, you know, bring over to family meals and get-togethers or even to watch night services or, you know, New Year's Eve parties and get-togethers and what have you. It would be nice to bring a plus one, if you will. And not even just sometimes for some people, it just would be nice to have a conversation with the opposite sex and bounce ideas off of each other and, you know, get to know each other, your likes, your dislikes, and the meaning of sharing. You know, sometimes it would be nice. I know I'm at that stage where it would be nice. I can honestly say that I am going through this process at the moment. And truth be told, I wasn't even going to do a show today, but, you know, a little birdie told me yesterday that, you know, the best part about the Sim Factor is, you know, not just the fact that it's singles in ministry, but the fact that I am single and that I am going through the process, and I can be honest in my sharing of the process, because it is a process. So after careful consideration and last-minute thought, I said, okay, well, why not? Let me go ahead and do a show about it, because I am sure that I am not the only one who is going through these blues at the moment. Now, unfortunately, some people are a little more extreme than others. For some, this is the worst time of year. It could be because a close family member that they have loved dear passed away around this time frame. And every year around this time, they feel that heaviness and that sadness, and trying to go through the process. Some people go through and some people just don't make it. And then there are times that there is a cry for help. Kanye West is a prime example, because his mom passed away in November several years ago. And you saw the breaking point. Everybody has witnessed the breaking point, to, you know, to a point that he had to be hospitalized. So, you know, I title it Holiday Blues, but at the same time, depending on the individual, it can be extreme more than others. So, but there's still the process of getting through it is the topic this evening. And how do we handle it? How should we handle it? What are the necessary steps we should take to, even though we may feel these blues, but not sink ourselves into oblivion, not go down that deep hole where it does become full-fledged depression and where suicidal thoughts takes place, and God forbid, actions. So that's the topic tonight. So if you're interested in participating in the conversation, then by all means, the call-in number is 646-668-2743. Again, that's 646-668-2743. If you are listening online, the chat room is open and available if you'd like to chime in at any point of this broadcast. So, as I let you ponder on the question, how do you handle the holiday blues, we'll just take a quick break. And when we return, we're actually going to tackle that subject. So, we'll be right back after this.
Telling myself on the last mile, on the road to somewhere, but along the way I saw the wind and the rain, and to my surprise, blew my mind. So many times I had to hold on for my life, but I
And welcome back to the Sim Factor. I am your host, Tanja Withers. Our topic to this evening is how do you handle the holiday blues? So that's a very good question. I'm going to go into the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 13. This is the NIV version. And it states this: those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. So it all goes back to that word joy. Because we're supposed to have joy in our hearts. In fact, that's one of the fruit of the Spirit is joy. It's also long-suffering, but that's another topic for another time. But we're going to focus on joy for just a moment. Joy is something, is a choice. Joy is something that you either want to obtain or you don't want to obtain. Yeah, I could sit in my little pity party, sit in my little corner and dwell on why I do not have anybody, and I could do that for the entire holiday season and then go right back into January and just keep it moving. Or I could choose to have joy in my heart, and I can choose to come out of these blues and choose to want to be happy. Notice I didn't say be happy, but choose to want to be happy. Because if you want it, you would have to take the steps necessary in order to get there. So with that being said, it's a choice. You could choose to stay in the blues, or you can choose to come out of it. You can choose to look at the situation and say, well, you know, I don't have nobody, and oh, I don't have this, and I don't have that. Or you can choose to look at what you actually do have. Because if you have woken up this morning in your right mind with a roof over your head and food on the table, then that's enough reason right there to have joy and praise God and keep it moving. So, yes, there are some of us singles who would love to have a companion, potential or otherwise. Companionship is nice. Someone to talk to, someone to go out with. It's wonderful if that's what you're looking for. But if you don't have it right now, or the opportunity hasn't presented itself at the moment, you have one or two choices. You could either continue to dwell what you don't have, or focus on what you actually do have. Yeah, you may not have a companion at the present time, but if you are you surrounded by your family and friends that loves you and cares about you, that's a blessing. Because unfortunately, not everybody has that. So that's a blessing right there. I mean, I understand that there are times that you can be in a room full of people and still feel lonely. Trust me, I get that. I completely understand it. However, it all goes back to that joy, because we are all given a choice. You can choose to be joyous. You can choose to want to be happy and take the necessary steps to get there. Or you can choose to be in that slowly sinking depressive state. But if you're not careful, and I could testify to this, what may seem like the blues, if you don't come out of it, can automatically lead to depression. It can automatically lead to suicidal thoughts. And if you're seriously not careful, it can lead into actions. I'll give a brief testimony. It was actually around November of last year, the very last time I actually attempted suicide. It was right after Thanksgiving, and I was feeling very lonely, and I was feeling very, very depressed, and I completely isolated myself from everyone because I felt that nobody actually cared about me enough to even find out if I'm okay, instead of me calling and reaching out for help. I didn't realize that I made my own fortress and just kept everybody out and dug myself into a hole so badly that I literally just wanted to die. And ironically, it was not from any of my close friends, it wasn't my bestie, it wasn't anyone else, but it was a Facebook friend of mine who out of the blue called me. This is how you know when God has a ram in the bush. So a Facebook friend of mine reached out and spoke to me for a good few minutes and suggested that I call the suicide prevention hotline. And she threatened me and said that if I did not call that number, then that would leave her no other choice but to call the police in my city and state, because she lived in Florida at the time. So I promised her that I would call her. I'll call the suicide prevention hotline. And I did. And when I called it, it helped. It did help significantly. It helped to speak to someone who didn't know me, never spoken to me, but was there to listen. And I think that's what I needed at that moment. And that was to be listened to. And I'm so glad that I made that call, because if I didn't, you know, I wouldn't be here today, and I wouldn't be a published author, and, you know, I wouldn't have a successful career a year later, literally a year later around this time, if I had took the steps that I wanted to do last year. So I thank God for his grace and his mercy, because when you are sinking very low, you won't realize that you're sinking low until it's too late. So, you know, I encourage anyone that is listening to this broadcast right now, do not let your blues become a full-fledged depression. It's one thing to feel down, even more of a blessing if you could just pick yourself back up again really quickly. Because if not, then you're going to find yourself digging deeper and deeper till you can't get yourself out. And I would not wish that on my worst enemy. So if you are listening to this broadcast and you have that feeling, then, you know, I would say pray, because I will definitely do a word of prayer before I end this broadcast. But have somebody to talk to. or if you don't have anybody to talk to that you're close with that won't judge you, because trust me, I understand that part too. You don't want to be judged. I get that. Then may I suggest contacting the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. That is 1-800-273-8255. If you would like to chime in at any point throughout this broadcast, feel free. The number is 646-668-2743. Press the number 1 if you would like to speak, and they will give me a signal, and I will put you on the air. If you are listening online, the chat room is open. If you would like to speak there, it would be greatly appreciated. All right, so we do have someone that's willing to speak. Area code 331, last digits is 0102. You are on the air.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to give my perspective of the holiday season and being single and the topic you talked about, joy.
Yes.
And even the part you talked about, suicide, having worked on the New York City suicide hotline for a period of time, one thing I've learned is that people really don't want to die when they're in that frame of mind. They're in pain, and they want that pain to hurt, to leave. And they feel that suicide is a way of easing that pain. They really don't want to die. And I wanted to just share some things that people can do. The holiday season is, 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
mm-hmm.
And so just share some things that they can do to keep themselves busy when you have time.
First of all, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Mr. G, and I'm calling from Chicagoland.
Oh, thank you so much. Please give us your tips.
The tips that I have is just having activities to keep yourself involved, keep yourself busy, not to have too much idle time. I know we all have to sleep and get up in the morning, and, you know, that is private time, personal time. But try to fill your day with activities. We all have family. We all have friends. We even have family that we don't see on a regular basis. Holiday time is the perfect time to reach out to that elderly aunt or cousin that you can maybe guide or mentor and spend some time with that person. You know, you can also plan activities with other single people, friends,
mm-hmm.
and associates. There's meetup groups, things like that, that you can access through social media that will give you different activities to do and free your mind from the loneliness of being by yourself and having those terrible thoughts invade your mind. There's also the service aspect. There's a lot of people in this time of year that are lonelier than we might think we are. Get some friends together. Go visit people in the hospital. Get some combs and tissues and nice little handkerchiefs and wrap them up and take them to people in senior homes. They love to get visitors this time of year. And it is always my thing. I've always said, if you want to get your blessing faster, be a blessing. And
amen.
When you do these things and you look around, you're almost through the holiday season. There's soup kitchens that need manning to help serve the homeless and the disadvantaged, those things are activities that we can do so that we don't focus on our situation so bad, and it might even bring you out of that funk. Those are my tips that I wanted to share. I think you're doing a great job, by the way. Keep on doing what you're doing. I enjoy the show.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. G, for all of your advice, and it's very good. I didn't even think of that, so I really think that this phone call is on time. So thank you so much for your input. It's so greatly appreciated.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we're going to take another break, and when we return, I'm just going to like marinate on what was just said, and I want you to marinate on what was just said as well, because I think that's wonderful suggestions and a great idea. If you want to participate, please feel free to give us a call, 646-668-2743. If you're listening online, the chat room is open. If you'd like to speak there, put your input there, and my moderator will let me know what you're saying. All right, so we will be back right after this.
We're on the Father's wheel right now, and it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good, but we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just text somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
When the will it is, when
So you can just lift your hands. He will heal. He will provide. No.
Welcome back to The Sim Factor. I am your host, Tonja Withers. Today's topic, how do you handle the holiday blues? In the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 21, states this. At the time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed to them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. So we talked about how to handle the holiday blues, and from our previous caller, Mr. G., a lot of those steps we should take, keeping busy and not being focused on ourselves, but to be a blessing to other people. That is also key. And I believe that that's what we should do regardless of whatever season, 365 days of the year. If we are to be called Christians, then we are to give to one another regardless. You know, the two commandments that Jesus gave to his disciples was to love the Lord with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And those are the two commandments that we as Christians should live by. So we should not be selfish in our ways. We should not, because it is a form of selfishness. It's always looking at me, 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 and not looking at how we can take these blues, quote unquote, and turn it around and be a blessing to others. And in the midst of seeing the recipient receive joy from the blessings you have given them, in turn, will turn around and give you joy because you were a blessing to someone else. I truly believe that that is key to come out of these holiday blues. And another thing that I want to expound on that Mr. G was right about, when I was going through the motions last year at this time, I did not want to die per se. I just wanted the pain to go away. He was absolutely right on that. I was just going about it the wrong way. But again, God always has a ram in the bush. He always has that way of throwing that life preserver when you are drowning too far, because we are his children. And he does not want to see us fail. He does not want to see us depressed. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be joyous. But he wants us to be joyous in him. He wants us to be happy in him, in his presence, to give praises unto God where there's fullness of joy. And it all goes back to that word, joy. So I will leave you with this. Instead of looking at your circumstances and saying that I don't have a companion, I don't have this, I don't have that, look at what you do have. Look at the blessings that God has given you. And really meditate on how could you be a blessing to someone else. It certainly will take the focus off of you. And by the time these days are over and January comes right around the corner, you'll be like, gee, now why did I feel that way? Why did I go through all those trials and tribulations? When it's my turn and when God blesses me, and I believe he will, the time will come in due season. And I am a firm believer that whoever is listening to this broadcast, that the same exact thing applies to you. So on that note, I will definitely end this broadcast. I thank you so much for listening. I thank you for taking your time to want to listen to this broadcast. And I ask that you share this broadcast on all forms of your social media, especially during this time of year, because you will never know whose life you would have saved just by sharing this broadcast. So I encourage you to take this broadcast and forward it, share it, all of your social media pages, and get the word out on how we can handle our holiday blues. And once again, if you are at that stage up to the point of having suicidal thoughts and you need someone to talk to that is not a close friend or family member or fear of being judged, then I encourage you to contact this National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. Again, 1-800-273-8255. 5-5. I thank you so much for listening, and may the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again. Good night.
Whatever God promised, he will never, never forget. No, no, no. We're the seed of Abraham. You can go on in and possess the land. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. Just go on and walk in your seed. Put a smile on your face. Let the Holy Spirit erase every frown. Yeah. Go on.